Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Mighty Maestro Gary Miller.
Yes, sir.
Are you a procrastinator?
Yes, I am.
Can you spell the word procrastination?
It starts with a P.
Yes, it does. You win the solid gold.
The show's not long enough for me to do that.
So. What do you find yourself procrastinating in your life? What do you tend to procrastinate about?
Well, let's see. If we can put off career callings for another 10 minutes, then I'm ready to go.
That's cold, man.
And then another five minutes.
I'm not feeling the love here. All right.
I'm just kidding.
You better be.
I'm just kidding. That has nothing to do with it.
All right. Tell me something that you actually do.
I don't know. Doctors, dentists, I procrastinate on that stuff. I don't know. Fixing things.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that, pal. I'm one of those guys that when you try to fix something, yes, by the time you get done, you spend more money paying for a contractor to, yep, undo the mistakes and then do it right than if you just hired the guy out to begin with.
Or I'll take the time to say, okay, now how should I do this and study it out,
yep,
and try to figure it out. And then it's been, when are you going to fix this?
That's
thing?
Right. Paralysis analysis, or analysis of paralysis, whatever they call that thing. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. I'm with you on all that. And there's a lot of other things I, too, like to procrastinate about. Apparently, I like procrastinating about introducing the show because I haven't done that yet. Let me go ahead and do that real quick, and then we'll talk a little bit more about procrastination. My name is Robbie Romeiser. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings, where our mission is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649, by phone or text. Again, that number, 864-381-7649, by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. And as always, you can listen to the show after it airs live by going to careercallings.net/radio, where we archive all of our programs on the website there. Now you can access those same programs with your favorite smartphone/tablet app, because we are now syndicated on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker.com, and TuneIn Radio. So if you have any of those applications available on your smartphone, your computer, or your tablet, you can access us that way as well. Procrastination. The reason I wanted to bring that up today, Mighty Maestro, is because I ran across a pretty doggone good article entitled "The Single Biggest Reason Most People Procrastinate in Life." It was an article I found on the HuffingtonPuffingtonPost.com by Darius Faroe, as I guess how you pronounce his name. And it was a pretty good article about procrastination, and Darius kind of chronicles some of his chronic procrastinating efforts throughout various jobs in his life. And then, and that included, by the way, after he had pursued a master's degree in marketing and he got a marketing job, he kind of put off what he had to do there. He one time had a job in a call center. You know, you ever had a job in a call center, Meister?
No.
I've never been in a call center, but I've been in an environment similar to that. And it's you've heard the term robocall?
Yeah.
That's a tough job. I had a friend one time in college who did that too for a time, and it's just tough because the machinery is constantly dialing people for you to try to sell them on, and then, as you could imagine, many people hang up on you. So there's a lot of rejection. For those people who do that, my hat's off to you, my encouragement to you. It is a tough, tough job, and Darius did that at one point in his life, and he the way he described it is, in order to try to put off having to make the next robocall, what he did is he would take a long time to type in his notes from the previous call because the computer system would not make the next call until after you had completed your notes on the previous call. So he said everybody I talked to, I would write this essay. I would just make stuff up so that it would make the robocall machine just take a little bit longer to dial out. So yeah, I'm sure most of us have something in our lives that we procrastinate, and that could, when it comes down to a career situation, we might procrastinate going after a particular job that we feel the Lord has called us to do because we're very comfortable where we are, and even though we know we're supposed to be going somewhere else, we don't. We might be in a job right now where we tend to procrastinate a lot of things pertaining to that job. So what Darius was trying to suggest here in his article is the secret to overcoming that procrastination. Now, he did indicate in the article what is not the secret. And what is not the secret is, is all of these time management productivity tips that we always hear about what you ought to do to overcome procrastination. Now, he did not poo-poo those all the way. He said, hey, look, I have benefited from those types of things, he said. I even teach people from time to time those things. But having tried to apply those time management anti-procrastination tips over his career journey has never really helped him successfully overcome the core issue of procrastination when he was doing a job that he was just not thrilled about. So this is his secret to really overcoming procrastination. Here it is. Here it is. I wish I had a drum roll. I didn't think to bring a drum roll with me, Maestro. Oh, well, just imagine a drum roll. Here it is. I'm finally doing something that I love. That is Darius's secret to overcoming procrastination in your career. Do something that you love. So quoting directly from the article here, previously he says, I thought that you procrastinate because you have poor time management skills. That's why I've tried every productivity hack, system, or software, but they are all useless when you compare it to doing meaningful work. Do you want to get stuff done? Then do stuff that matters. And then Darius goes on to quote a guy named Ryan Holiday, author of the book, The Obstacle is the Way. And in that article, or in that book rather, Ryan kind of brings in the metaphor of speed reading. Because a lot of people, they want to learn how to speed read, right? So they can read more books and so on and so forth. What Ryan said with regard to that is this. If you find yourself wanting to speed up the reading process on a particular book, you may want to ask yourself, is this book any good in the first place? Life is too short to read books you don't really enjoy reading. So to relate that to the career world, Darius said this. I think you can apply Ryan's quote to your life and career as well. Life is too short to do work you don't enjoy. No matter how many productivity hacks you try, you won't produce more if you're not passionate about what you do. So what Darius goes on to recommend is this. Find something that you're so passionate about that you don't want to procrastinate for 1 second. We all know that time is finite, so why not behave accordingly? If you know that you have limited time on this planet, why waste it? Why waste it? And then lastly, Darius goes on to write, I'm a believer of do what you're passionate about, but I'm also a believer of do what you're good at. The sweet spot is right in the middle, a job that you love and also that you are good at. I'm not saying, he says, that productivity tips are useless. In fact, I've written about productivity tips, Darius goes on to say. What I'm saying is the best solution for procrastination is doing meaningful work. And when I say meaningful work, and just to kind of bounce off Darius's thought process here, I'm going to speculate what he means by that, and I'm going to definitely not speculate about what I mean by that, because I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Every work, every kind of work has meaning and purpose, because every type of work has the purpose of serving others. But not everybody sees the same work as meaningful work. For example, there might be someone who has been told, hey, you know, the best thing you can do to help the world is to become a doctor. Become a doctor. Become a doctor. You'll make a lot of money too, but it'll really help a lot of people. Well, if someone is not wired with that personality, that mindset, that desire, that passion, if they don't have a God-given desire to be a physician, that work, no matter how hard they tell themselves is important, will never in their heart be meaningful to them. Because God gave them a burden in their heart not to become a doctor, which is what mommy and daddy wanted them to be. God gave them a passion to be maybe something like a missionary or a teacher or someone who's going to start a business to create the next greatest widget or someone who's going to be an engineer at some sort of manufacturing plant or someone who's going to be working and a water treatment plant. And that kind of work appeals to them because that's the kind of work God gave them a passion for, and that work is meaningful to them. Therefore, they will not only enjoy doing it, they'll be excellent at it, which makes them more valuable monetarily in the marketplace if you're excellent at something, and they won't procrastinate getting up and going to work. So it's all, I don't disagree at all with what Darius is saying. I will add this one thing to his article, and I think he would probably agree. Searching out work that you're passionate about and that you love and that you're good at does not mean you won't ever have a bad day. Does not mean you won't ever have a bad boss. Does not mean everything's going to be perfect from start to finish every day. Nothing is perfect on this planet. So there are going to be days where it's just horrible. But like the late Stephen Jobs one time said, if you wake up too many days in a row wishing you were doing something else, it's time to go find something else to do. An occasional day, an occasional bad day, okay, that's going to happen. But if it's a consistent issue with you, then yeah, maybe it's time to start looking somewhere else. All right, so in order to avoid procrastination, find something that you love and that you are good at. Now, I want to switch gears here for just a minute. This is kind of near and dear to my heart. This article here by a lady named Courtney Connolly, found on blackenterprise.com, and the title of the article is this: Study Finds Women's Participation in Sports Has a Positive Impact on Career Success. Now, this is near and dear to my heart because I have two daughters and a son, all three of which are involved in some sort of level of sports. My oldest daughter just got accepted to college, and she was recruited by her college soccer team. So just in the past few days, we actually went through the signing ceremony of that, and I'm excited for her to launch off on her collegiate soccer career. And so reading this article was timely for me, and it helped me to understand that, you know, getting children involved in sports is not just about the physical side of things. It's a lot more to it. It can have career implications. So like Courtney says in her article, research from a recent Gallup-Purdue poll or study found that women who are former student athletes are 48% more likely to be engaged at work compared to even their male counterparts, who are only 38% likely to be engaged. What that means is sports participation has a greater impact on the success of a female worker than it does a male worker. In the future, it definitely gives them a leg up. Now, why is that? One firm who understands the positive impact is EY, formerly known as Ernst & Young. Among their 400 female executives from five different countries, Ernst & Young found out that 52% played sports at the collegiate level compared to only 39% at different management levels. So bottom line is, women who were student athletes often adopt skills, resilience, perseverance, and teamwork, which serve as great assets in the workplace and help those young women to do better in themselves and their careers in the future. Come on back after the break for the next segment of Career Callings.
Here's Reverend Percy McCray of Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
On our new radio program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, we want to meet with you every week to discuss not only the latest cancer care information, but also to offer you biblical hope. Whether you are a patient or caregiver, you'll be encouraged by our conversations with professionals who care deeply about your journey.
Starting Saturday morning, May 7th at 11:30 on Christian Talk 660.
I'm talking to Kevin Berg with Big Sky Enterprises. And Kevin, tell me how you see Teach Me Morpheus benefiting your business.
We've been in the construction industry for over 15 years. We do everything that a homeowner could ever want or need in the construction industry. It's important to us to take care of our clients, and a lot of these small repairs are something that most people could do with a little bit of instruction. I can post my videos online as an added value to my customers, and this frees me up to be able to do bigger jobs like kitchen and bath remodels. Teach Me Morpheus is an additional revenue stream for Big Sky Enterprises and a great way to empower our clients. It creates customer loyalty, plus it's really good at the end of the day to be able to help somebody do something they didn't think they could do.
Help your customers make money for your organization. That's what TeachMeMorpheus.com, a new online learning platform, can do for your business or nonprofit. To learn more, check out TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
We all know Goodwill, but did you know when you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than $18,000 a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover. All right, I'm in studio here today with Dr. Jerome II of Palmetto Proactive Healthcare. Doctor, how do you see Teach Me Morpheus helping your business?
For example, if I see you for a sinus infection and you realize you forgot to ask me something, Teach Me Morpheus can have one of our videos for sinus infection that you click, you can go through my instructions. We'll basically become a 24/7 resource for our patients.
To learn more, check out teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's teachmemorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of. Perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Welcome to another segment of Career Callings with Robbie Romeiser, where we help our help people avoid the financial, well, we hope to help people avoid the financial the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us by phone, text, or email today at 864-381-7649. By phone or text, that's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's robbie@careercallings.net. And as always, after the broadcast, you can access our archives of the show at careercallings.net/radio. Also now heard via iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio apps. So you can download and listen and subscribe to us those ways as well. Facebook. Now, a lot of people know that if they want to get on, or want to use, rather, social media to help get a job. Everybody talks about LinkedIn, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. That's the way you should do it. And I'm not poo-pooing that. I think that's a great thing. I think in today's modern world, it's very, very wise to have a very well done, up-to-date LinkedIn profile, because that is the Facebook of the business world. LinkedIn is where a lot of people are trolling around for resumes. As a matter of fact, one of the best resumes you can have on the planet is a good LinkedIn profile. But don't ignore Facebook as a way to maybe land a job as well. As Eric Ravenscraft wrote on lifehacker.com, Facebook can be just as important as LinkedIn for finding a job. And he says here, as business site Entrepreneur points out, the role Facebook plays in helping people find jobs shouldn't be surprising. Anytime you can connect with someone who works in your industry, that's one more person who could potentially help you get a job. Having a lot of friends on Facebook and also connecting regularly with a few people can increase your chances of finding a job. And to put it even more simply, Facebook is a social networking site, and networking with your social group, shockingly, yields more jobs. Also shockingly, Facebook, as many people are unaware of, Facebook actually has a slightly covert governmental, maestro capacity or role in our society. And just to point out what I'm talking about, let's listen to this news story about Facebook.
Congress today reauthorized funding for Facebook, the massive online surveillance program run by the CIA. According to Department of Homeland Security reports, Facebook has replaced almost every other CIA information gathering program since it was launched in 2004.
After years of secretly monitoring the public, we were astounded so many people would willingly publicize where they live, their religious and political views, an alphabetized list of all their friends, personal email addresses, phone numbers, hundreds of photos of themselves, and even status updates about what they were doing moment to moment. It is truly a dream come true for the CIA.
Much of the credit belongs to CIA agent Mark Zuckerberg, who runs the day-to-day Facebook operation for the agency. The decorated agent, codenamed the Overlord, was recently awarded the prestigious Medal of Intelligence Commendation for his work with the Facebook program, which he has called, quote, the single most powerful tool for population control ever created. Among the biggest successes of the Facebook program is Operation Farmville, which the CIA credits with pacifying as many as 85 million people after unemployment rates rose dramatically. Other features, such as the suggested friends window, have been instrumental in allowing government agents to infiltrate deeper into the friend networks of suspected dissidents. For some expert analysis now on the story, let's check in with the Fact Zone's first responders. Jason, you have written extensively about the Facebook program. Why is it so effective?
Well, one of the key reasons is that the CIA has been so thorough in convincing the nation that constantly sharing information about everything that you're doing is somehow desirable instead of deeply unsettling. Yeah.
You know, but critics are saying that with the national debt being so high, is this really the time to be spending even more money on spy programs?
Well, actually, the Facebook program saves the CIA money.
That's right.
Like the Maps application, where you list every place that you've been, whether it's the state or a country.
Oh, right. With the little pins to show where you visited. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
That kind of information would have taken the CIA months of going through hotel receipts and plane tickets to figure it all out. The manpower that Facebook saves is huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the calendar feature even lets the CIA know where you're going to be in advance. So that's
right. So now if they want to pick you up for questioning, all they have to do is see which events you RSVP'd yes to and then send their agents to be waiting for you.
That's how they got my brother.
That's right.
So effective. Mm-hmm. But guys, with all the focus on the Facebook program, is it taking away from some of the other CIA programs like the Twitter initiative?
Oh, the funding for that should be cut entirely.
Right, 400 billion tweets and not one useful bit of data was ever transmitted.
Oh, that's true. Now, is this trend of social network information gathering dangerous? I mean, just last week, the New York Times revealed that Al-Qaeda has designed Foursquare to identify popular locations for bombing.
Actually, Brooke, that's been discredited as any kind of real threat. The people that use that site are people that no one would mind seeing bombed anyway.
You know, I'm, of course, a big fan of any social networking site. It allows me to interact with my fans without having to see, hear, or smell them.
I have always suspected Facebook was a governmental hack. What would you think, Maestro? You think that was a... ever suspected that before?
I know they use it. I know they use it.
I have no doubt whatsoever. But that is a fantastic parody video on YouTube called Facebook CIA Project by the Onion News Network. I, of course, will link to that video at careercallings.net/radio with a copy of today's broadcast so that you can enjoy that video for yourself if you enjoyed it as much as I did. Now, as we mentioned many times on the show before, one of the things we do at Career Callings is we offer something called the Career Direct Assessment that was formulated by the late Larry Burkett some 30-some-odd years ago now, back in the mid-1980s, is when the Career Direct Assessment was born. And the Career Direct Assessment is designed to help people understand what kind of work God designed them to do and also give them clues into what kind of jobs to go after to match up a particular job with their unique pattern of work that God designed them with. Now, to give you some insight into how this can help people really understand themselves, not too terribly long ago, I had a conversation, had a consultation with a young man whom I will call Lamar. And during that conversation, during that Career Direct Assessment, we learned a lot about Lamar, including some of his personality traits. Now, during the conversation, and by the way, the Career Direct Assessment looks at someone's personality, looks at their interests, looks at their skills, and also looks at their values. So it looks at four components of a person. In particular, with regard to the personality component of Lamar, during the conversation, he was expressing to me that he's always been a pretty good student, but he struggled of late, especially in his college years, and one of the sources of his struggle had to do with the way he's had to learn. And part of it was that in his classes in college, there were a lot of facts and figures that he had to memorize and to be able to regurgitate, and he just didn't really do that well with that. And there was some concern, maybe that there was that was caused perhaps by some some learning disability issues, which I can't confirm or deny because I'm not a professional in that regard. But what we did uncover and explain to him is that, you know what, it's very, very possible, not guaranteed, but it's very, very possible that some, if not all, of your struggles with those that type of learning has little or nothing to do, maybe, I'm hedging here, little or nothing to do maybe with a learning disability as much as it is your personality trait. One of your personality traits. And the Career Direct Assessment rates you on your top, well, actually rates you on a total of 12 personality traits, but we try to isolate your top six. Well, one of the, his number one trait, personality-wise, was the trait of innovation. And the person who's very innovative, just to kind of give you a brief description of what someone like this would test out at, it says here, and this is just standard language to describe the innovative person, from the assessment, you find yourself typically daydreaming, maybe playing considerably with an idea from various angles. You're very clever. You're very quick-minded. You enjoy thinking almost as an entertainment. And that's a true statement. People who are innovative, that you can find them just sitting there, looking like they're doing nothing, when in reality, they're solving the world's problems in their brains because they're very analytical and they're churning and burning these different, kind of turning over different facts and about a particular issue. So you enjoy thinking almost as an entertainment. And these type of people are also very, very analytical and very, very good at tackling abstract concepts. Now, here's the kicker. These people often struggle with keeping focus and with follow-through on projects that they start. And they also may be very forgetful of daily practical matters. Well, guess what? Facts and figures are daily practical matters. The details of what happened in March of 1894 is different, totally different. That's a practical, specific matter as opposed to an abstract concept like, you know, the theory of relativity. All right. So even though there's a lot of facts and figures with that math, don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to point out is this. There are different kinds of smart. There are people who are great with facts and figures and linear thinking. Then there are people who are really great with abstract, complex problems and are able to connect dots in ways that the abstract, linear thinkers don't. Matter of fact, a lot of your entrepreneurs are more on the innovative side. They are innovators by nature. And many, if not most, of those people are horrible students, or at least mediocre students. I can tell you at least half a dozen people I know personally who are successful business people, run companies, some of their own, some they run for other people, and they never did well in school. But they are fabulous business people because their mind works that way. So if you would like to find out a little bit more about yourself without having to commit to the cost and time of a complete Career Direct assessment, I want to make point out to you that Career Direct through Crown Ministries is that they do offer a free personality ID assessment. So what I'm going to do is link at careercallings.net/radio to the website that offers or allows you to take the free personality ID assessment. And if you want to learn a little bit more about who you are personality-wise and the strengths and weaknesses that come with that personality construction, then go to my website, link over there, and take that for yourself. It'll probably only take maybe half an hour, if that long, maybe a little bit longer depending on how fast you read or how much you think, matter of fact. Take that out and take a look at that. And if you like what you see there, then you might want to step up into doing a full-fledged assessment with Career Callings. Well, that wraps up another edition of Career Callings. Again, you can access this broadcast at careercallings.net/radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. God bless, and make sure that you seek first the kingdom of God in your career.